Hi, Allie, do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. My name is Allie Edwards, and I live in Eugene, Oregon. And I basically have a blog that talks about scrapbooking, and I work in the scrapbooking industry, teaching and encouraging people to tell their everyday stories and document that in a way that is creative and fun and simple, if we can keep it simple. Sometimes I'm trying to keep it simple, but basically, yeah, storytelling is what I do.
It's great. So I saw that you started scrapbooking in 2002. So I'm wondering if you started off doing this as a business or how that evolved into your creative business that you have today.
When I first started, I started scrapbooking because I had a child and who's now 7 years old, a little boy. And in the beginning, it was never thought, or I never thought that it would become a business. I never thought that it would be a way that I could support my family. It's changed my life in every way possible. But in the very beginning, it was simply that I wanted to create a baby book for my son. And I have two different degrees. I have a bachelor's degree in American history and literature, and then I have a graphic design degree that's an associate's degree. So I have a little bit of experience in writing, and then in putting things together in a visual format. But in the beginning, it was just for fun, and it was just a way, like, how can I tell his story, and how can we document some of these things? And I definitely couldn't find a baby book that I liked that seemed to fit with my style. Most of them I felt were too cutesy, or like with little ducks and stuff like that, and that didn't really fit with my own personal aesthetic. So I went online and I found a cool scrapbooking website that showed more modern ways of doing things, where people were enlarging their photos and they were telling their story, in longer journaling sections and things like that. Just not what I thought of as traditional scrapbooking. So I got really excited and pretty much just started making pages is how I started in the beginning.
So you started off doing your own personal project, and now which came first, the blog or the business? Did you just start blogging about your personal scrapbooking?
Yeah, I think when I started blogging in 2004, and by that point, when I started blogging, I had done some work in the scrapbooking industry. So I didn't really have a business for myself at that point. It was more, I had written a couple of books about scrapbooking for a publisher, and that's a magazine that I also currently write a monthly column for. I've done work on and off for them in different capacities, everything from being just a contractor to being an actual employee, to doing back now to doing more contract sort of work. The blog in the beginning definitely started out just as another way to document our daily life and kind of my experience with the different things that were going on in our family and in our lives. But again, it was not ever started with the intent of that it was going to turn into something that would be profitable or put me in a position where I could kind of run my own business.
Yeah, when I was looking at your blog, what I really loved was that it seems like a lot of the posts are scrapbooks in themselves, like you're telling stories throughout them. So it's almost like you've created the blog as an extension of the scrapbooks that you make. And
Yeah, and I definitely see blogging as a way for people to scrapbook, essentially. They're recording their memories and they're keeping it. It's a different format, a different way to do it, especially when there's so many people, that would never be interested in the crafty side of scrapbooking. Blogging is a great option. You get the words and the photos, which to me is really the heart of doing scrapbooking anyway, without all of the extra products and stuff. So yeah, it's the blog is interesting in that it is like a scrapbook and it is documentary in nature for our family, and then it also has the ability of generating an income as well.
Yeah, so it interested me that you said you started the whole scrapbooking thing really because you couldn't find what you exactly what you wanted, so you took it into your own hands. And I noticed on your about page, you wrote that you aim to make things not more complicated than they need to be and to embrace imperfection. So
Yes.
I'm wondering how all these attitudes played into how you've built this business, this career.
I think that for me, everything has been somewhat trial and error. It's some things seem to work and some things don't, and I'm always kind of evolving as it goes along. I don't know if that makes exact sense. But I guess part of what has happened is that I've been really lucky in a lot of ways, especially because of my relationship with the magazine. I've gotten a lot of exposure and been able to have like my blog address published in there, or as the internet has grown and as people understand that there's additional options for learning things on the internet, the magazine drives people to my site. In terms of, people Googling to find out more information or see if they can find more things online. And that has definitely enabled me to continue growing my readership without a lot of effort in terms of marketing on my part. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfectly.
Like, I've been reading a lot about blogging and the different people that are blogging experts and talk about the different things that you need to do to generate more traffic. And I'm always interested in those things because I'm always wondering, okay, at what point is the magazine going to stop continuing to grow an audience? And at what point, what are the things that I'm going to need to do marketing wise and to continue to generate an audience? So it's constantly evolving is basically what I'm saying. I feel like you could never kind of stop trying to grow it in a way that's, let's see if I can, how do I explain this? In a way that is with intention, if that makes any sense. I
No,
got all kinds of thoughts in my head about it right now.
that's great. So you would say that most of your blog readers come from the magazine originally?
I think probably originally they do, and also from when I first started scrapbooking, I did learn about it on the internet, and so at that point when I was posting on, it's a website called Two Peas in a Bucket. It was a scrapbooking message board and gallery, and I was posting all of my pages on there. So I had started kind of getting people, or finding people that were interested in the work that I was doing, and that also was happening simultaneously as the magazines was growing as well.
That's great. I mean, you seem to have a lot of comments on your blog. It seems really active, blog community of readers that you have.
Yeah, and it's very, it's a real niche market as well. Very targeted audience with people that are interested in scrapbooking, or I think I have some crossover with people that are interested in general crafts and some photography as well, even though I am a self-proclaimed non-professional photographer. In terms of, I don't know anything specific about, aperture and those sorts of things. I'm just more interested in capturing what's happening in a true way.
So, do you do any of the social networks like Twitter or Facebook or any other networks that might be more specific to your crafts?
Yeah, I do Twitter, and that's kind of a newer thing for me, just probably within the last month that I've gotten real active with it. I signed up for an account, probably a year ago or so, and even at that point, I was like, this doesn't make any, I don't need this. This doesn't make any sense. This is not interesting to me. It's just another thing to add onto my plate. It was not keeping it simple, right? And uncomplicated. And then about a month ago or so now, I looked at it again and I was like, okay, this is actually interesting and fun, and I can see how there's benefits out of it, you know, in terms of keeping up with people that I want to keep up with and learning new things as well. So that's something that I'm definitely kind of following and watching and learning about as it goes along. Facebook, I've done a couple different things. I have a Facebook fan page where people can join in, and like my blog posts are linked up to there.
Yeah.
And then I have a personal Facebook page, which is a closed Facebook page. So like if you search for me, you can't find that personal page, because I'm using that only for like people from high school and mm-hmm. friends from college, rather than as a business or marketing tool.
Right.
I just wanted to keep that separate. I don't use Facebook as much as I am using Twitter right now, so I haven't really taken the fan page, and I think used it to the capacity that it could be used. It's kind of just waiting there, I guess.
Mm. And are you still posting on? Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Are you still posting on message boards for scrapbooking and related things?
Sometimes I do, but not regularly. I'm more of a regular reader than a poster mm-hmm. all the time. I stopped posting regularly on the scrapbooking message boards a few years ago, I think, as my blog was taking up more of my time.
Yeah.
And as where it got to a place where it didn't feel good for me. I don't know. That's not a very good explanation, but I was ready to do something different for a while, I think,
mm-hmm.
In terms of the time that I was using online. But I still have accounts there, and I post layouts from time to time, but I don't spend a lot of time responding to threads or messages or those sorts of things on there. I might do that again, though. It's, you know, it's all evolving.
Right, yeah. try everything a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think a lot of artists and creative people who I've spoken to are the ones who aren't blogging already are a little unsure about blogging. And so since you have such an active blog, it'd be interesting to know a little more about your process, like how often you post and if you plan your blogs in advance, if you try to focus
sure.
on specific themes.
Sure. This is another area where I've tried lots of different things and is constantly kind of changing and trying to, right now I'm really in a place where I'm trying to find a groove with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my blog began as a personal blog, I want it to always continue to have those personal pieces be a part of it, because I think that that's probably what my audience expects the most, is that it continues to have that personal quality.
Yes.
At the same time, I'm struggling a little bit with wanting to make it more professional, and so I'm trying to decide. I'm in this decision process of do I want to make a separate blog that is more, you know, scrapbook business related, or do I want to have it all together, or do I want to make a new site completely that, you know, integrates different things and makes it easier to find all the content that I've already created,
mm-hmm.
which I think is an issue in the current format that I have right now. I have tons of posts, you know, from the last, 6 years of blogging that after a while it feels like it's lost. So I'm struggling a little bit with getting the content in an accessible way for new people that come to visit the blog. But in terms of planning, where I am right now, I am striving for a balance between the personal posts and more marketing style tutorial postings. I've done different things where I've had weekly kind of theme-based posts. For a while, I did some weekend creative postings that were on Fridays, and those were a project-based post that I would leave up over the weekend and encourage people to try something, whether it was some of those were just a general idea sort of thing, you know, like try this idea on this weekend, you know, a mental idea, and some of them were specific project related sorts of things. I've done a weekly three things post where I call out three different products, and some of those were products that I was using at that time, or you know, say they were all products related to fathers, so they could be, you know, closely related to what was going on the calendar. Right now I'm doing a Tuesday tutorial feature that where I'm inviting other people to come and share something. And that's been interesting because that's the first time that I've been specifically having other people, kind of like a guest post, a weekly guest post. And the response on that has been seems to be good, but there's definitely some people that are, you know, saying where we want you know, we want to see tutorials from you rather than tutorials from other people. And I also have a 4-month-old baby, so I'm trying to balance, you know, all of the different aspects of it. So right now I do have kind of a posting schedule where Mondays tend to be something related to family and documenting our family, whether it's talking about what we did over the weekend, or it's something like today. I have a post up there that was an idea that I borrowed from someone else where you're kind of listing out some different things about your life right now. Tuesdays are the tutorials. Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays right now tend to be kind of a mixture of either projects I'm working on or I've been resurrecting some old newsletter things that I had written a few years ago that are word heavy, kind of thinking, you know, thinking rather than project-based posts. Like, how are you, you know, what's your attitude like, and how are you thinking about creativity and those sorts of things. So I definitely try to plan ahead. I'm not planning ahead in terms of like having an editorial calendar where it's planned out, you know, a month in advance. I'm going more week by week, but I kind of have a basic knowledge of where I want to go over the course of the week. But that's only been, I would say, you know, within the last 6 months that I've started having been more specific about the schedule, and I have things, I try to have all my posts go up at 5 in the morning. So I'm not, in general, I don't do a post, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning and then post it that day. It's more planned ahead. That's been good for me in terms of just scheduling with my children and working at a specific work time and then being able to have that ready for a post the next day.
Going on what you've been describing, I think it highlights one of the great things about blogging is that it can sort of evolve with you. So,
Absolutely.
as you're saying that you're trying to negotiate now balance between the business more professional and the personal, so it's really interesting to see how the blog can evolve with you.
Yeah. I think it can for sure, and I think I feel like I'm trying to be careful at the same time, you know, in terms of figuring out careful in terms of not alienating my audience, but also careful in terms of what do I really want it to be. You know, it's still a direct reflection of me and my work, and I'm definitely one of those people that wants to be doing something that I love. So I'm gauging things based on audience input as well as how do I feel? You know, how do I feel about what I'm doing right now? Do I feel like I'm being authentic? Do I feel like I'm giving value? Do I feel like I'm ha balanced? Though all of those things go into the process of how I think about the blog.
Yeah, I mean, you do have, it seems like you have a lot going on. So being in business for yourself and running your own career like this, do you feel overwhelmed or does it always feel right?
It doesn't always feel right. I definitely go through times of overwhelm. And for me, that becomes just a time management issue. I know that I will always have more things to do, you know, and I know that I will always have a list of ideas, you know, that's pages long of things that I would love to do in an ideal world if I, you know, if I could work all the time. And I'm one of those people that I really love what I do, and I could work all the time. But I also, love my family and love my kids and want to be here for my kids and feel really lucky that I get to be a work-at-home parent. So a lot of what I do is continually tweak how much time am I spending on this and how what's the value that I get out of it. And I have a babysitter now a couple days a week for my daughter and then and for my son during the summertime too. So I'm trying to do as much work as I can during those work days and then try to turn it off. Turn off the business person aspect of it and just be a mom. And I found that if I have set times for that, I'm much more effective. Like tomorrow will be a play day with my kids, and I know that, I'm not going to be working on anything specific at least until the evening after they go to bed. That helps with my own personal expectations, so I'm not getting upset and grouchy that I want to work and they want their mom sort of thing.
Yeah,
It's a very interesting, challenging way to do it, but I actually wouldn't trade it. I mean, I feel really lucky that I get to have control over the things that I'm doing, and I'm lucky that it's been successful as well.
I think that's a really great philosophy because it is important to recognize that there always are going to be more ideas and more things to do. So being able to draw that line every day is, I think, really
Yes.
important when you're in business for yourself,
Yeah, it's I think it's
as you say, especially when it's something you love doing and it's your creative passion. So
sure. Yeah, and that it's fun and it's interesting and I think one of the things for me that's always been kind of a dichotomy is the fact that my content comes from living a full life. And living a full life for me, I mean, my family is definitely the most important thing. And to be able to have things to write about, and I need to be living my life, not just working on it all the time. And that's always been an interesting thing for me.
Yeah, certainly. So your blog is obviously a key part of the whole scrapbooking empire that you've created. But I see you've done books and workshops and you're licensing design. So can you tell us about some of the projects that you have in the works?
Sure. I've written four books, and I don't have any other books, excuse me, on tap right now. I'm kind of waiting to see what will come up. Like, I don't feel like I have something specific I want to say in a book format right now. I'm sure that will come up again in the future. The monthly column that I write for Creating Keepsakes magazine is continuing, so that's a something that I work on each month. I do weekly digital scrapbooking product releases. I try to do weekly. Sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And those are things that people who, do their scrapbooking on the computer using Photoshop or whatever photo imaging program, photo editing program they use, as well as photographers use them for overlays on top of photos and things like that. So that's something that I'm always working on and generating new things for those pieces of my puzzle there. Many of those digital products have been turned into stamps, so acrylic stamps that people who do traditional or paper scrapbooking can use those as well. In that case, the stamp company usually just picks out which ones they would like to manufacture. So there's not a lot of additional work in that for me, which has been a good partnership with them. Mainly right now, I am focusing on my blog and just kind of figuring out where I want to go next. I'm hoping to do some sort of a redesign that will make it more like a blog site, where the blog is the main page, but that I can really work on getting that all the other content organized. So that's kind of my next big project, and I will probably be hoping to hire somebody to help me with that project because it's not something that I don't think I can do On my own.
It's a
I would
lot.
love to try it, and I would love to learn all of that, but it's not realistic for me, time-wise, to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So I got all kinds of projects going on there. Like I said, there's always, something that I'm working on, and even just generating blog posts. It's interesting because a lot of times I am, and other artists I think would understand this if they're blogging as well. For some people that blog, it's just the process of writing a post, and they can go and to Starbucks and write and generate a post. And for me, some of my posts are a lot more complicated in that they include these projects. So the time that goes into it includes the creation of the project, then the photography of the project, then the uploading, then the description, and then potentially product linking as well. So there's a lot of time and effort that goes into putting together some of those sorts of posts, which I would like to have more of, but it becomes a time issue then as well. So
Yeah.
sometimes I'm jealous of the people that can just write.
But I think it's pretty wonderful though that you have this, you demonstrate the storytelling aspect of it,
Yes.
because I, for example, myself, I'm not really that familiar with scrapbooking, and so I always thought of it as primarily just a craftsy sort of thing. And looking through
Yeah.
your site, it was so interesting to see it in this really just a storytelling perspective and digital as well, and I thought that was
Yeah.
pretty exciting.
Cool. And that's what I hope for too. I mean, I hope that people can see that it can be done in a more modern manner, and that it doesn't have to be crafty and, cutting people into shapes and things like that. I mean, that it can really be this focus on, using your camera to document what you see, and then using your ability to write down your experience and combining those two things together.
Yeah.
Anybody could do that. It's very cool. Very fun.
Yeah. Well, I guess one of the last things I wanted to talk about was, so you have all these different things that you're working on, which I think is really great in when you have this sort of business that's sprouting in all sorts of directions. And I'm wondering how these opportunities came up. Like, was it through blogging? Was it through in real life connections?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mainly, let's see, the magazine, in the very beginning when I first started working with the magazine, I mean that definitely was the big opportunity for me at that point in time. And they have continued to promote my name as a brand, and that has definitely been a big generator and opened additional doors for me. But the blog now has become a bigger part of that, I think. I'm trying to think of what sort of opportunities that I've found necessarily through online, and I don't know. I'll have to think about that a little bit, because I think that most of the things that I'm doing have come about because of my place in the industry and the things in within the scrapbooking industry, this whole craft business sort of thing, that really most things have come initially from there, and then have kind of have grown and on have grown through just the process of time. And oh, here's someone that might be able to work on that sort of a project, or being able to design some products and things like that. Most of those opportunities, I think, have come from that initial relationship with the magazine.
So how did the relationship with the magazine, kick off?
That actually started in the very beginning. When I first started scrapbooking, I went to a scrapbooking store, a brick and mortar store, and saw that they had magazines, so that they had scrapbooking magazines. And then through the internet, I learned that you could submit the layouts that you created to the magazines, and some of the magazines actually paid
Okay.
for these submissions. And at that point in time, I was like, oh, this is great. I can buy more scrapbooking products. Looking at it as a way just to support my hobby. because at that point in time, I actually wasn't working at all. I was just being a mom. You know, that's a whole different. I have, obviously it's work. It's definitely work to be a mom. But I wasn't working, you know, as a professional at that point in time. And so I started submitting some pages, and the magazine at that point in time had a annual contest, kind of a talent contest sort of thing, where they were looking for scrapbookers that they could feature. And I was one of the winners then in 2003 of this contest. And that was really the beginning of my relationship with them. And from there, then I was invited to write a book, and which turned into, you know, more books, and have a column, and do a lot of the teaching workshop opportunities, which is something that I'm not really doing right now just because of the family situation. But in the past, I've traveled pretty extensively teaching workshops, and that was another revenue or income source there for quite a while as I traveled and taught workshops, and really enjoyed that at that point in time. And that really started because of the magazine as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So you sort of took this whole relationship with the magazine, and it blossomed, and I guess you actively translated it into an online
I think
business,
that
an
would be
online
that.
presence.
Yes, that's pretty accurate. Because at the point in time when I first started blogging, I would say that there weren't a lot of scrapbookers who were blogging at that point in time. And so now it's definitely, I mean, it's a big, there's a big online presence for scrapbooking with, you know, scrapbooking online stores. And in our industry, as in many industries, you know, things are changing with the economy, and it's much harder for people to run a brick and mortar, or you know, I always call it real life, a real life scrapbook store. It's much, you know, people are having, I think, more success doing online scrapbook stores, and online they have these things that are called kit clubs, where scrapbook the owner of the business will put together these kits, and then they get memberships and sell, you know, have created a business out of these kit clubs and all kinds of stuff that's really evolved online over the last few years. People sharing all, you know, their information and doing tutorials on their blogs, and you know, the internet is really amazing in terms of opening it up for everybody to share, you know, what they're doing, and in a whole different way than it could ever have been done before. So
Right, it sounds like it's expanding to different levels.
yeah, for sure, for sure. And new talent, you know, popping up, which I think is a great thing as well. It's lots of opportunities for different people that are interested in throwing their hat into the ring.
Well, is there anything that you would add to say to people who are just starting off, artists who are just starting off blogging, who are just starting to go online? Any parting words of wisdom?
I think the biggest thing is, one of the biggest things is consistency. And you'd actually asked me about that before, and I didn't really address that in terms of when I think probably originally I was blogging just about every day, you know, very, very consistently. And now I'm trying to do it just during the weekdays with a weekend giveaway post for some of the sponsors that I have on my blog now. But again, that's automated, so it's not necessarily that I'm trying not to work on the weekends. But I think consistency is key, and also the knowledge that it doesn't have to be, if you're blogging, you know, it doesn't have to be a major post every day, but you need to have some new content. You know, you need to have something new on there. And it can be as simple as, like, you know, other things that you're inspired by on the internet. But that, I think that consistent every day, you know, or 5 days a week sort of blogging has really helped me in terms of establishing that I'm serious about, you know, what I'm doing, and that I want to share the things that are important to me. I also think the authenticity part is important, and being able to establish yourself authentically before you go straight for the business aspect of it. If that makes sense. That's actually, I mean, I for me, that has been, it happened that way, and but I didn't start out like I didn't go into it with the intent, mainly because I started it was just for fun in the beginning. But I think that that has helped me along the way. Now it's an interesting challenge as I bring more of the marketing or more of the business aspect, or having sponsors on my blog, things like that, trying to maintain that balance between the authenticity and the business part, and how do I meld those two things together, has been an interesting challenge. But I think it's important to start out where you're just sharing, sharing about your art and sharing about what you create and why you do what you do, and giving value, I think, is really important. What's valuable to your readers, and how can you give that to them before you bring the money aspect into it.
Yeah, I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
Really
It's
important.
hard though, because when you feel like you want to make money, it's you want to try to find all the quick ways to do it. But I think you'll be more successful in the long run if you establish, who you are and your voice and those sorts of things first.
Yeah, and find that balance for what feels like you're talking
Yeah.
enough about your work, but not too much.
Yeah. It's crazy. So cool.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me for a while. It's been so
Yeah.
interesting to hear about your very unique creative
Yeah.
endeavors.
It's very unique. Thanks, Zoe. I totally appreciate it too. Good talking to
Yeah, I'll be in touch and I'll follow up about the interview.
you. Okay, cool. Yeah, let me know if you need anything else.
Great. Okay. Bye, Allie.
Bye. Thanks, Zoe.